top of the stretch. Music Maker's the one to catch. Nana Shoes is two lengths behind in second. Out the center of the track is Floating By, trying to quicken up. And Sierra Leona, about a quarter of a mile left to run. Music Maker went 6 furlongs, a minute 13.97. Nana Shoes trying to get by. Floating By on the far outside. Floating By, one of the Banjos has come off there. Floating By, but on the inside is Sierra Leona. Sierra Leona's got the kick with Charlie Marquez. A 16th of a mile left to go. Sierra Leona floating by. Banana Anna on the inside. Here's the line. Sierra Leona, Charlie Marquez with his first win. Floating By second.
Dave Rodman with the call at Laurel. Again, this past Thursday. And Charlie Marquez aboard for the winning ride on Sierra Leona. And Charlie is with me now. Charlie, first of all, congratulations, my friend.
Sorry, what did you say?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, what a moment, huh?
Yeah, it was crazy, that's for sure.
All right, so when you listen back to that race call here just a minute ago, what goes through your mind?
I just get chills. I mean, it was just a goal of mine for my whole life. It's something I've always wanted to do. And I achieved that goal at such a young age, and it's such a I can't really explain it. It's just such a blessing to me.
All right, let's walk through the day. You had ridden in races prior, but of course, this being your first win, take me through the build-up to the race. You wake up, you start getting ready to go to the track. What's going through your mind? Could you sleep the night before? Are there butterflies? What's the deal?
Well, the very first day I rode on January 1st, I was very nervous. I mean, I didn't sleep the night before. You know, it's just butterflies everywhere. I just wanted to do this my whole life. But leading up to that race, I worked that horse. She worked great. I knew we had a shot, so I was pretty confident in her. I woke up, did the normal, got all my exercise gear and headed to the track, worked horses, you know, get ready for the races that day.
All right, we'll talk more about that win in a second, but take me back to that first start then on January 1st. You go into the gate for the first time. Some butterflies there?
My first race, that was really fun. I rode for Jose Corrales. He helped me a lot when I first started at the track, galloping horses. He put me on a whole bunch of horses. So it was good. I was happy to ride my very first race for him. I galloped that horse 2 days before, and I was very excited to ride that horse. I think we finished fifth or sixth in that race, but he gave me a lot of experience for my very first race.
All right, let's focus on the winning ride then on Sierra Leona. Take me through that trip.
Mr. Phil Schoenthal told me to send him up there and keep her up there. So we broke sharp, and I sat right off of the number two horse. I can't remember the name, sorry. We sat right off. Coming around the turn, I tried to swing right wide, but there was no hole. So I took it down the rail, and she gave me her everything, and she just ran her heart out, and we got there.
You know, I've interviewed so many jockeys over the years on this program and other shows, and you talk about wanting to go wide, but there was no hole, so you had to make the decision to come up the rail. It proved to be the winning move. Charlie, how much time did you have to make that decision in real time during the race?
Not much time. I had a horse on my outside, and I had a horse on my inside, and I wanted to come out a little bit, just one pass. Just that's all I needed was one pass to get clear, but I wasn't able to get out, so I made the last second decision. I pulled to the inside and made a hole and went through the rail.
And I can assume that being a young kid trying to win your first race, there's no gimmies out there. Those other riders in the race aren't going to give you a hole by any stretch of the imagination, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm competing with some of the best riders in Maryland. I mean, it's some of it's hard, but I enjoy it. I don't want anyone to go easy on me just because I'm 16.
All right, so you come up the rail and you realize, well, I guess at what point did you realize you're actually going to win the darn thing?
Well, I knew I had a lot of horse at the top of the lane when she switched leads. And she just dug in. I went left-handed, and she gave me a whole another gear, and we got up there, and I just was hand riding, rode as hard as I could because I knew we had a shot to win that race.
I remember Mike Smith telling me once that when he won his first Kentucky Derby, he said, you hear the roar of the crowd coming down the stretch, but then there's this moment of silence. And he said it was hard to describe, but there's a moment of silence when you cross the finish line, and then it's just this explosion of crowd noise. What was that like for you? Was it the same thing?
I mean, I can't even tell you what I was hearing. I was just riding, you know. All you can hear is the feet of the horses. But yeah, once I crossed that wire, it was just unbelievable. I couldn't. It was a lot to swallow.
Talking with 16-year-old jockey Charlie Marquez, coming off his first career victory, no doubt the first of many more to come. What happens in the jocks room after a jockey wins his first race, Charlie?
Everyone gathers around and they all throw water on you with soap and eggs or whatever. It's just a tradition that all jockeys have when they win their first race. But I enjoyed it. It was freezing cold that day and the water was freezing, but it was all worth it in the end.
In the article, after the race, you mentioned that you couldn't have done any of this without the support of your mom. So tell me about that relationship.
No.
and why she was so important in getting you to this point in your career.
Me and my mom are very close. She gallops horses in the morning. She works with the vet. She used to pony. She does everything with horses. She taught me everything I know about horse racing, just horses in general, you know, whether it's horse showing or jumping or whatever. She taught me everything I know. She has a horse named Mass Strike that I think I mentioned. I rode a couple races with him, and, I mean, he taught me everything I know about horses, you know, their leads, you know, pace, everything. I rode him in races over jumps and on the flat. So
yeah,
goes to those two.
How do you get a horse to change leads during a race, Charlie?
Change leads? Is that
what
you said?
Yeah, how do you do it?
You just shift your weight going into a turn. I usually go straight for a stride and then just lean and turn, and they usually switch. Some horses just do it automatically, you know. They know what they're doing. They know their job. Some are a little stubborn, you know. You have to make them do it, but they usually do it.
You come from a racing family. Your dad, Carlos Jr., has won more than 3,100 races. He's now riding down at Camarero. Your grandfather, Carlos Sr., a successful jockey. He taught at Puerto Rico's jockey school. Do you ever go back and pick their brain or watch tape and try to emulate some of the things that they did to be successful?
Yeah, of course. My dad is a great off-the-pace rider. I couldn't pull up any of my grandfather's races, but, my dad is a really good rider. I watch him a lot, and I try to do the tactics that he used coming off the pace and that kind of stuff.
Is that difficult to get a horse to relax in a race, or is it pretty simple?
Sorry, what did you say?
Charlie, yeah, no problem. I said, is it difficult? You mentioned coming off the pace. Is it difficult to get a horse to relax in a race, or does it depend on the horse?
It's really about the rider. You can make any horse relax.
Well, I think we just made Charlie relax. We might have dropped the call with him. We'll try to get him back on the line here for just a minute or two for you before we get to our next commercial break. But fun stuff. You can tell, great kid, tons of enthusiasm, tons of passion for the sport. Coming from that racing family, learning from his mother, as he talked about. One thing I do want to ask him, if we can get him back on the line, I want to ask him about his education. I mean, he's 16 years old. And should still be in school, and I want to ask him about that. Do you pursue a riding career now that he's won a race, or is he going to spend time focusing more on his education? So Charlie is back with us now. Charlie, sorry for the drop out there. What's it going to be? Are you going to try and pursue more riding opportunities, or are you going to focus more on the education?
Right now, bug year, I'm worried about horse racing. I'm always going to be doing schoolwork at home after the races. But my first priority, I think, is going to be horse racing. You know, it's my career, something I've always wanted to do for my whole entire life. I have the chance, so why not take it, you know? I'm not going to drop out of school. I'm going to continue to do my work and do it at home just in case anything happens because, you know, horse racing is a very dangerous sport.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you even think about that, though, at 16 years old, about the dangers, or you can't let that enter into your mind?
They run through my mind sometimes, but when you think about all that, you shouldn't be riding. I ride racehorses because I like it. It's a rush. I love racehorses. I mean, I do it for the fun, you know, for all the people that are involved. Yes, there's dangers, but I think it's all worth it.
Yeah, he's Charlie Marquez, who is my special guest here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, again, winning his first race this past Thursday at Laurel. Charlie, I'm going to sound like an old man now. Stay in school. You got plenty of time to ride races, man.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I said, I'm going to sound like an old man now. Stay in school. Get the education. You got plenty of time to ride races.
How fun is it to ride races?
No, no. No, I said, stay in school. You got plenty of time to ride races, man. Get the education first.
Yeah, but I'm a 10-pound bug, and, you know, I don't know if you see me, but I'm kind of tall. So I'm worried about my weight a little bit, but I think I can manage. But, yeah, I'm always going to be in school. Homeschool is key. I could probably graduate by June if I get all my work done. So I'm not really too worried about it.
Yeah.
I think everything is going to sort itself out.
Good for you, brother. Well, listen, safe trip every time you get a leg up, and keep it rolling, and congratulations on that big win, Charlie. Because of that win,
thank you so much.
You're going to be our industry star of the week on the show this week, and this segment is all presented by our friend Stuart Morris. So, Charlie, congrats on that. Congrats on the win, and good luck and safe trip moving forward.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.